It calls for our attention this Lord's Day, comes to us from our gospel lesson for the day from John chapter 1, especially these words. Speaking of Jesus, it says, "He found Philip and said to him, 'Follow me.'" Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You might have walked in today and grabbed your bulletin and wondered who this crazy guy is on the cover. That's Eureka, and there's some guy sitting there in a bath. Well, the story goes this way. The Greek mathematician Archimedes, you see, was asked by the Greek ruler of his day to help him out. This ruler wanted to find a way that he could prove that the craftsman he had hired to make a crown for him was not using pure gold, but was swindling him by adding in cheaper metal. As the story goes, Archimedes took up that challenge and tried to discern a way that he could accurately make this judgment. He knew that he could weigh objects, but he had no way in his day to judge what the volume of an object so irregular as a crown would be. As a mathematician, he knew he needed both of those measurements if he was going to be able to tell exactly what that crown was made of. One day, when he got into the bath, in the public baths of the day in Greece, he happened to notice how the water rose up the side the more of him that was immersed in the water. He discerned in that moment that that amount of water that was moving up the side must be the exact volume of whatever was being placed into the water. Well, the story goes, this mathematician Archimedes was so excited by this discovery that he jumped right out of that bath and took to the city streets yelling, "Eureka!" He told everybody exactly what he had found. You see, Eureka in Greek basically refers to finding something or finding someone. When Archimedes yelled Eureka, he was saying, "I found it." Perhaps amazingly, this phrase made it all its way, made it all the way to America and into the English language. It was a common expression used by those in California who were looking for gold during the various gold rushes. When they finally would discover gold in a place, they too would yell, "Eureka!" It became such a common expression that to this day, the state motto of California is that one simple word. And of course, its use was not restricted to one state. Many Americans have yelled "Eureka!" at one time or another when they found something that was very important to them. Our gospel lesson for today is littered with the Greek word that we get the expression "Eureka" from. Of course, if you listened to it read, you didn't hear any word that sounded like "Eureka." Because this Greek word, when it's translated into English, is simply the word "found." But we find that word throughout our text. Jesus finds Philip. Philip finds Nathanael, and Philip tells Nathanael that he has found the one the scriptures talked about. Yes, it's as if our whole text for the day screams Eureka. And that's probably why we read this text in the season of Epiphany. For you see, one could well say that the season of Epiphany is meant to be a bunch of Eureka moments for the people of God, as we find out more and more about who Jesus is, as we listen to him teach, and as we watch him do great miracles. However, if we look at our text for today closely, we notice that in our text, it's not so much about us having a Eureka moment as it is about Jesus having one. What exactly is it that Jesus finds that makes him so excited? Well, he finds Philip. You see, and to him, that was worth yelling Eureka about. For Jesus loves to find people with whom he can, or to whom he can reveal itself, it gives him that Archimedes type of ecstatic joy. But even in our reading, the Eureka didn't end when Jesus found Philip. No, Jesus then found Nathanael through Philip. And while in our text it seems that this Eureka chain, so to speak, ends with the finding of Nathanael, we know from the history of the Scriptures and onward that indeed that Eureka chain is continued now for some 2,000 years. Jesus continues to find new people to issue out that Eureka moment to. He continues to find people as God's people do what Philip did by telling others to come and see. Yes, Jesus, so to speak, yells Eureka every time a Christian says to someone else, come and see what I have found. Because each time that happens, Jesus has the chance to reveal to that person exactly who he is. He gets to reveal himself as the one that Moses and the prophets wrote about years ago. He gets to reveal himself as that ladder which angels ascend and descend on. He gets to reveal himself as the one who opens the door to heaven for all who will receive him. And then those who are blessed with that revelation of Christ are then blessed to say Eureka as well. It's interesting in the text, when Philip goes to Nathanael to talk to him about this one, Jesus, he says, we have found the one. Of course, the truth was, the one had found him. You know, Jesus didn't argue with Philip's wording. For after all, to be found by Jesus is to find the one whom all the prophets have written about. Yes, the found are blessed to join Jesus in a chorus of Eurekas wherever the gospel message is spread. For as the church does its work of telling other people to come and see, Jesus does his work of finding people, people to reveal himself to, that they might know exactly who it is. So why does all of this matter to us today? Well, first, we ought to stop and thank God that we are already part of that Eureka chain. We often think and ponder on questions about those people to whom the gospel message has not yet been revealed. But today, we should stop instead to simply ponder the fact that it did make it to us. We should rejoice in the fact that someone said to us, come and see. Whether it was our parents in our infancy, whether it was a pastor, whether it was some other random member of the body of Christ. Thank God that even before that person said, come and see to us, God knew who we were and where we were. Just like he had seen Nathanael under that fig tree. Yes, thanks be to God that he found each one of us here. Thank God that he has and will continue to reveal to us exactly who he is. And thank God that we one day will see the Son of Man there as heaven is opened and watch as the angels descend and ascend into heaven. But secondly, we must realize that we are not meant to be the end of the Eureka chain. We are but a link in the chain that must continue to extend its reach until the whole world has a chance to be connected to the Christ. For if we do not do the finding work of Jesus, if we do not invite others to come and see, then we steal the opportunity from those people who do not know him to be linked up to Jesus and all that he has done. Yes, God intends for everyone, and yes, I mean everyone, who have had the joy of saying Eureka when God found them, to then turn to someone next to them and say, come and see. That is how Jesus has designed, that he would bring salvation to the entire world. For Jesus did not come for some, but for all people. But the power of his death and his resurrection do not somehow just show up on everyone's front door by accident. No, it comes through this Eureka chain that we have been discussing today. It's how the gospel found its way into our life. And it is indeed how it is intended to come to all people. At least in that story that's told, this Archimedes was so excited to have discovered a way to measure the volume of irregular objects that he immediately hopped out of the bathtub and ran naked through the streets yelling, "Eureka!" making everyone there aware of his great discovery. Well, today again in this place, you have been blessed to make a discovery much more important than the one Archimedes made that years ago in Greece. Today again, you get to discover the depth and the breadth of God's love for all people. You get to be reminded that God loved all people enough to send his only begotten Son into the flesh to live and to die for everyone. And as we make those discoveries, by God's Spirit, it's time to yell, "Eureka!" It's time to hop out of the sanctuary today and hit the streets to tell everyone, "I have found it." And then when they ask you what you're talking about, to say to them simply, "Come and see." For then the Eureka chain will continue to extend its reach, and all of those destined for salvation will be linked to Christ. Yes, for all of those who are blessed to be found, they have been found and connected to the Savior who came for all. So today, yell "Eureka!" and then tell others, "Come and see." Amen.